Sky barks excitedly inside the canine unit truck as Mike Evers checks out the license plate of a pickup parked on the side of the road. He says by the way it's parked, it probably belongs to a hunter. He runs a check to find out if the owner has a license to hunt. Evers and his dog, Golden Labrador Retriever Sky, are working with two local conservation officers. They were called to the area to help find illegal hunters during the deer season.
The dog and I are just a human being and a dog. We're not magical, and we're not mythical. We don't do miracles. All we do is work with the scent that is available.
Although Evers says their canine team is not magical, it is capable of tracking down a wide variety of smells, everything from fish like bass, yellow perch, and walleye, to deer, black bear, and people.
The students are very amazing in how hard they work, and of course their sense of smell is many hundreds of times better than ours. You or I, as human beings, if we went into a country kitchen and smelled a stew pot cooking in the stove, we would say, well, it smells like good stew. Now, to a dog, if they could talk, they probably would say, I can smell beef, I can smell pork, I can smell potatoes, onions, all of the different vegetables, maybe all of the different seasonings, because their sense of smell is so much infinitely better than ours.
544-465, we're just coming up from here behind you now.
465-544.
Using a radio, Evers keeps in contact with the other conservation officers. A short drive down the road, Evers spots a hunter in the middle of a farmer's field. He hits his air horn to get the attention of the hunter.
Standing by.
Maybe just proceed up here, please. He doesn't want to stop, does he?
We're out of the way.
The hunter keeps walking. Evers gets out of the truck, stands on the side of the road waving his orange hat, but the hunter keeps walking and disappears into the woods. Now it's time for Skye to go to work. She whimpers, whines, and barks, her tail whipping on the side of the cage. She knows what work she has to do by the type of harness Mike Evers takes out. And today, it's a harness that tells Skye she's looking for a person.
Our skin cells, on all of us as human beings, we give off thousands of skin cells every hour. It's not something that we can control necessarily, because if you bathe twice a day, apparently it wouldn't matter. You still give off skin cells which bear your particular unique smell. And, of course, your boots would have those smells, that smell on them as well, and your clothing. And so the dogs will key in on that smell.
Skye leads the way, pulling Mike Evers behind her. And Conservation Officer Brian Steele acts as the backup as they head to the spot where the hunter disappeared.
Coming out of the corn, maybe, Ed.
Yeah, 10-4, we're right on the edge of the corn here, and we can see down the row of corn that's been cut. So if we see him, I'll proceed in on foot to try and cut him off.
The enforcement officer, Ed Vivort, stays behind and monitors the radio in the truck. He keeps in contact with the canine unit and watches the cornfield to try to get a glimpse of the hunter.
You can't hide from the dog, exactly. And, you know, these folks haven't been exposed to the dog a whole lot, so it's a learning process for a lot of them. They don't realize that our technology has improved, that it's difficult for them to get away and hide on us anymore.
Mike Evers and Skye and the other conservation officer track the hunter through the woods and through a field of corn stalks 6 feet high.
Roger, Ed. I have a male person in custody in the cornfield. We've tracked him with the dog. I believe the same person that left from the buildings near the farm buildings. We have him in custody. We're walking back out to the corn in a couple of minutes. Over.
After a 25-minute chase, they return to the truck. They're covered in mud and burrs, but they're holding a red-faced hunter with beads of sweat on his face.
Okay, we searched him. We have his firearm. Is the firearm loaded?
No.
No.
All right. Okay. Well, there's no cap.
No cap on.
No cap,
no cap on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We have him cuffed. we should take a statement.
No license.
He has no license. Okay. So he's been cautioned and been told that he could be charged for. Will be charged for hunting without a license. He may be charged for obstruction.
The Ministry of Natural Resources has caught their man mostly because of the hard work of Skye.
She's as proud as Punch. When we finished, I had to give her one of my gloves, and that's sort of a reward, and she walks ahead with her body language saying, I'm really proud, I pleased the boss, and she did. Okay, good girl. Good job.
The hunter the canine unit tracked down is facing a minimum fine of $155 to a maximum of $50,000 for hunting deer without a license. Mike Evers says Sky helps track hunters who don't want to be found, but he's hoping that just knowing he and Sky are out there will make illegal hunters think twice before they head out into the woods. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Yvonne Wee Davis in Glencoe, Ontario.
Okay, girl. Okay.